During the Thanksgiving holiday, my husband John and I traveled to Charlotte, North Carolina, where our son Nick lives and works. Our daughter Grace, who is a college student in Chicago, traveled to meet us, and one of the things that we did while we were in Charlotte was to visit the Charlotte Motor Speedway for the Christmas lights display. Charlotte, if you don't know this, is the home to the NASCAR Hall of Fame and this huge motor speedway. Called Speedway Christmas, the light show features over 4 million Christmas lights and allows cars to drive on the famous oval racetrack, the interior of the track, which they call the Roval, and through the concourse. The night after Thanksgiving, the place was packed with cars, and it took us more than an hour and a half to complete the drive. Our son Nick was driving, and he thought it would be fun to see how I would react if he took us up on the banked part of the oval track. Even at a slow speed, I tell you, driving on the 45-degree banked part of the track is not for the faint of heart. I was actually concerned that the car might tip. Cars and drivers were encouraged to tune in our radios to a specific country music station where synchronized music worked with the light show. It was over the top. Imagine this, 4 million lights flashing to the country jazzed up version of Joy to the World, and then an abrupt segue into Handel's Hallelujah Chorus with all the synchronized lights flashing in time to this music. Hallelujah, hallelujah, you can imagine it, right? And in the middle of it all, in the Roval, was this 40-foot-high manger lit up with brown lights and yellow flashes of light coming from the manger to the sky, and then coming from the sky back down to the manger, all in time to this blaring music from the radio. It was completely over the top, and we laughed so much in the car. At one point, when we were driving very close to the flashing manger and the Hallelujah Chorus was playing yet again, our son Nick turned to me and said, "Mom, do you think this is how it was on that first Christmas?" And while I don't think that that first Christmas was anything like the lights and music of Speedway Christmas, I appreciate the attempt to recreate the sense of awe, the transformative glory of what God does in our lives. As we continue our Advent exploration of Silent Night, that beloved Christmas carol that we sing on Christmas Eve in the glow of candlelight, today our focus is on the second verse of the song. The second verse focuses on the shepherds in the story. And when the lowly shepherds heard the news of Christ's birth, they were simply freaked out with fear. And then they were overcome, completely and totally overcome with awe and wonder. Angels and stars and light, the announcement of good news, of great joy, filled them with so much joy and wonder that they decided to leave the sheep in the fields and go to the manger to see the baby for themselves. As we consider the shepherds out in the field, we are reminded that this ancient story we hear every year moves from fear to joy, from panic to praise. And it's a lesson for all of us in how to face our fears and find joy. How to face our fears and find joy. At first, the shepherds are quaking and shaking with fear. They're panicked, not just because of the angels and the bright lights, but because there has been so much pain, so much difficulty, so much hardship in their lives that they simply can't believe the good news. Bad news is so much easier to believe, isn't it? Good news of great joy just doesn't seem possible. And yet, the shepherds are told, like so many others in this Christmas story, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid is, in fact, one of the main messages of the Christmas story. As is the case today, fear and dread are often where we live. And so the first word the shepherds hear after they see the great dazzle of lights in the sky is, do not be afraid. It's a word to us as well. This Christmas, do not be afraid. Whatever it is you might be facing, do not be afraid. And when the shepherds push past their fear, they find the glory of the Lord streaming like stars shooting across the sky. They find the glory of the Lord transforming them and filling them with joy and wonder. The truth is that life itself is filled with God's glory and light if only we have the eyes to see it, the spirit to welcome it in. The words from our psalm today, which Susanna read earlier, remind us of God's glory, wonder, and awe. Listen to those words again. You, God, are awesome and a wonder worker. You are God, just you. Teach me your ways, Lord, so I can walk in your truth. Make my heart focused on honoring your name. In the midst of our fears, God invites us to focus on God's glories, which stream from heaven above. Maybe not like those lights at Speedway Christmas, but you get the idea. Like the shepherds who were at first quaking in their sandals, we are invited to move from our fear to find joy, from our panic to find awe. The second verse of Silent Night, the shepherds themselves remind us in that verse of the power and awe and wonder to renew us and transform us and change us. How would our lives be renewed if we saw the world through the lens of wonder? What happens when we let ourselves embrace joy and let the star shine its light from within us into the world? What happens when you let your joy spill out, streaming all over the place? It makes me think about what happens when babies start to laugh. You know, when something strikes a baby as funny, they just crack up. Peals of laughter come forth from them, and that joy is contagious because we find ourselves laughing at their laughter. It makes us smile, and we begin to laugh too. It is pure joy to listen to those peals of laughter. What if this week, in the midst of all our rushing around, in the midst of the bad news of the world and life, the pressures that we face, what if we were to open ourselves to see and experience the beauty that sustains our joy in life? What if we notice the good news around us? Pay attention to joy this week. Watch for good news. And where do we look for the message of joy? We have to keep our eyes open and our spirits awake to it. I saw it yesterday as I was driving up Middle Belt from 10 Mile. There was this man putting up this giant inflatable Santa on his front lawn. He was struggling with it. And it was just pure joy to watch the process. I attended a funeral yesterday, and George and B were there as well. Reverend Juanita Ferguson, one of the pioneer clergy women in our denomination and former district superintendent of the Detroit West District, It was her service. It was at the beautiful Metropolitan United Methodist Church on Woodward Avenue in the New Center in Detroit. This grand sanctuary has so much history and beauty, it kind of takes your breath away when you walk in. And over the choir loft is this ancient tapestry of Jesus at the Last Supper with his disciples. Under that tapestry is a very ornate script letters in gold message. It's really hard to read the letters, partly because they're written in the King James English, but if you concentrate, you can read the message, and this is what it says. If with all your heart ye truly seek me, ye shall find me, thus saith the Lord. If with all your heart ye truly seek me, ye shall find me. Thus saith the Lord. I wondered yesterday if it's written in this hard-to-read way on purpose, a reminder that we have to focus, we have to be intentional to see the glory of God around us, to find God, to be a part of the joy. The scripture that I just quoted on that tapestry banner is from the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 13. A reminder that when we get serious about finding God, when we want it more than anything else, God will make sure we are not disappointed. So let's be intentional this week about looking for joy. Remember that God has called you to reflect that news, that great news of joy, to shine bright with your own light as a child of God. Glories stream from heaven above. Heavenly hosts sing alleluia. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. In this season of lights, let us shine with radiance and joy and good news of one who is born into our lives and into everyone's lives. One of my favorite quotes about overcoming fear and shining our light comes from Marianne Williamson's book from 1992, Return to Love. I close this message with her powerful words. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We were born to manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. As we let our light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fears, our presence automatically liberates others. Glories stream from heaven above. Heavenly hosts sing, Alleluia. Christ the Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Amen.